Today on In Touch with Southeast Iowa, I'm joined by Ryan Schlabaugh. He is the city administrator of Kelowna, and he's here to talk to us today about the new community center that they're trying to build over there. This is part two of our two-part interview. So, Ryan, how much is the project looking like it's going to cost?
Right now, our initial costs pre-going to bid, are in the four to shy of $4.1 million.
And should the bond pass, when would the ground be broken on this project?
Well, a couple of things need to fall into place. So we would ask the voters to bond for 3.9. If we're successful there, we have grant opportunities that are available, in April. There are some regional grants that we would look to tap into, as well as obviously in Washington County, the Riverboat Foundation is paramount in their giving to to causes such as this. So we would look to submit a grant to them as well in this next cycle. Should everything align itself, we would turn it over to the architect in more than likely April, May of this year and go to bid in maybe August, September with construction potentially starting pre-winter, or that we would wait until the spring. So depending on the contractor schedule, we could see construction in theory a year from now.
And kind of switching gears now for a moment, you're also on the Kelowna Visioning Committee. Can you give us an update on how that's going and where it's going?
They've scheduled a meeting for Thursday at the Kelowna Public Library, and that meeting is at 6 p.m. on the 21st. At that point, they will kind of outline the project. They'll outline input from the community as to what areas that they would like to focus on. A couple of things that we've had is we would like to see some schematics and some conceptual designs for a veterans memorial and recognition for our emergency management volunteers through the Kelowna First Responders and through the Kelowna Volunteer Fire Department. So we would like to look at what could be done and get some real cost estimates on that. And then we'll see what the public would like to see from there. Enhancements to the park, natural green spaces. We do own a couple of parcels within the community that might lend itself to kind of a mini park and, to try to get some architectural renderings and costs would be ideal through this project.
And how would funding work on something like that?
Well, the funding that we've secured through the grant is for professional services. So, architectural design, renderings, site assessment, and so forth. So really they're going to lay the groundwork for a community to take those projects and to fund them. So, for example, for a Veterans Memorial, the committee that's kind of spearheaded that, they would look to go out and do a capital campaign through the public to try to raise some money privately, and then to look at how that funding aligns with, potentially a city contribution and some grant opportunities as those come available. So there's, until we really know the project and the scope and cost, that it's a little bit early to determine exactly how you'd fund it.
And Ryan, any idea when you would start on some of those projects?
Well, ideally, yeah, that we could lay the groundwork in, 2016 and potentially even kick off some of the those projects. I think, realistically, 2016 to do design and lay the groundwork with, some public input and financial input by the community members would be, I think what the committees would like to see.
Again, that was Ryan Schlabaugh, City Administrator of Kelowna. He was talking to us a little bit today about the Kelowna Community Center that's been proposed and some of the visioning projects that are happening over there in Kelowna. We thank him for joining us today on In Touch with Southeast Iowa.